The agriculture industry is working to show the benefits of neonicotinoids in the face of an EPA report released a few months ago concluding that the seed treatments, quote, provide little or no overall benefits to soybean production in most situations. Dr. Pete Nowak with Ag Informatics has provided some research on the value of neonics in North American agriculture in response to the EPA report.
A good $4 billion plus direct costs to our economy if we lose neonicotinoids. A very significant impact not only on the producer, the industry, but also the consumer in terms of food costs, the way many of these $4 billion, a lot of that would be passed on to the consumer. There's a series of soil-borne pests, wireworm principle among those, that is the target pest in approximately one-third of the soybean acres for which there is no registered insecticide. You take away neonicotinoids, and those soil-borne pests are going to have a significant impact in terms of production.
The research has been commissioned by Growing Matters, a group formed by a collaboration between Bayer Crop Science, Syngenta, Valent, and Mitsui, to help let the industry know what's happening on the federal level. Becky Langer with Bayer says they've established a platform for the industry to make comments on the EPA document.
We know many stakeholders, growers out there know that there's a benefit to these treatments. And so in order for them to get their word out and hear, have their concerns recognized amongst the nation, we created the AgVoiceForChoice.com website where these stakeholders can go and submit a letter based on their zip code. It will go to their representatives and they can choose whether they're a grower, applicator, concerned citizen, and really let the concerns be voiced.
Langer says the EPA document came as a result of a presidential directive to the agency in June to develop a national pollinator strategy, but it is out of the ordinary.
I believe that they're using the information to see what kind of response they can get. Are the stakeholders going to speak up to see how much interest there is, how much people do value the neonicotinoid seed treatments for them? And so it's rather unusual for them to publish such documents. That may be why it took some individuals by surprise. And that's part of our initiative with the Ag Voice for Choice and allowing people to know it's out there and to get the word out.
The public comment period on the EPA analysis is open until December 22nd, and information on how to comment can be found by going to agvoice4choice.com. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.